I hate to wait. I am not a very patient person, as you know,
You
Bill.
Shouldn't have to wait.
No one should have to wait in the TSA lines that were happening, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Where even the airlines were saying, get there 3 hours before a domestic flight or you're screwed. Basically, that's what it said on the memo.
It said that in those words. And how unfair is it? You're going to Florida. It's a 2.5 hour flight, but the line to get on the flight is 3 hours. That doesn't make sense.
Really bizarre.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, we have invited Meg Graham in the studio, who is a reporter at Blue Sky Innovation, which is news and info about Chicago business, innovation, tech, the entrepreneurial scene. Would that about cover it for Blue Sky Innovation?
That's a great summary. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I saw this in the Chicago Tribune. There were different apps to help inform you as to how long you'd have to wait in line. Again, what was this, 2-3 weeks ago, where everything went haywire.
Right.
And the guy at Midway took a video that took him 3 hours to get through the line. There were reported 3 hour waits at O'Hare. And it was all really bad, and it seems like it's not really that bad anymore.
Yeah, so there are about, I looked at four different apps that are kind of trying to look at this. Actually, it's four different companies. Three of them have apps. One of them's a website. And they're just basically trying to help you figure out if it's going to take you, you know, how long it's going to take you to get through a certain checkpoint. So some of them use sort of crowdsourced data. So that's literally people going through and saying, oh, it took me 30 minutes.
Or, is this kind of like the Waze app?
So like exactly. One of them's really trying to do it that way. So, but unlike Waze, which kind of does stuff in the background as you're going through, like as you're driving, Waze is just taking data from your phone as you go. This MeFlight, this app, actually, you have to kind of self-report. So you have to kind of, you know, finish going through security and then say, that took me about 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. So.
And then it averages, and that's MeFlight, MIFLIGHT.
Yeah. And then it uses that data and then some modeling and other information to kind of give you an estimate, whether it's, and that one is the one that will give you an estimate if it's over 30 minutes. The rest of these kind of say, oh, it'll take you 10 to 20, 20 to 30, or over 30 minutes, which
so it's not
in
really
these
exact.
Situations is not high enough because some people are having much higher wait times.
Mm-hmm. Is the MeFlight a free app?
It's free, yes. So you just kind of go in, you can say, you know, I'm going to this checkpoint at this airport, and then it'll give you an estimate. The problem is we don't know how many people's data that's using. Maybe it's one person, maybe it's 30. You just, that's the tough thing is we don't know how accurate that is at this point. So, I mean, it's worth looking at, but.
It's averaging it. It's just not informing you. It's an average based on X
amount
of people.
Yeah, so it might say, I looked this morning to see, you know, what are the wait times at Terminal 3 or 2? And it says, well, as of 9 a.m., it was about 40 minutes or 20 minutes. So you kind of have to think, is it going to be a lot less or a lot higher than what it was at
that time? It's not an exact science in any way, shape, or form.
Right. But then if you look at the TSA's own app, it's called MyTSA, that's essentially just giving you individual times at individual places. So someone might go through Terminal 3, Checkpoint 7 at 9 a.m. They'll say it took me 10 minutes or 11 to 20 minutes. But then you're just kind of going through all those and figuring out, like, it's going to be sometime between this and this, and you don't really know. You know, it's kind of, you have to do the own average.
Bill, you had a great idea, or some listener texted it in. You know, like when you're waiting in line at Disney, and it's like a 40-minute wait until you're on the ride.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be that hard to have boards at certain checkpoints on wheels where you could move them, like, from this point on, you're 40 minutes away?
Well, the problem with that, though, is that every individual passenger is different. If they see something in your bag,
I guess
that could take 5 or 10 extra minutes. There's no way to know at certain checkpoints.
Right. It could just totally depend. It could be different from 11 to 11:30. Another thing that everyone I talked to kind of was saying is that the technology that we use to kind of estimate GPS doesn't really work inside that well at this point in time. So someday we could all have an app running in the background that says, you know, it'll take this much time, 35 minutes on average to get through this line. We just don't have that technology yet. We're kind of working on it. So that might help.
Yeah.
All right. So there's MyTSA, and it's free, iPhone and Android.
That's free. And then there's iFly, which is $4. That's an app, but that uses data from this What's Busy, which is basically using modeling and TSA data to kind of guess in advance how long you're going to have to wait.
So in a weird way, these aren't really that accurate.
Well, the thing is, you could get an idea, but if it's going to be 3 hours, it's only going to tell you it's going to be more than 20 or 30 minutes, which it's not helpful. That's not going to let you say, oh, I can sleep in for an extra hour, right, or I can, you know, take the train instead of a taxi.
You need this information before you go to the airport, because whether or not you're in line, you'd have to be at the airport 2 or 3 hours
exactly
in advance.
That's so the other thing that, you know, at some point, maybe when they have multiple sources and they're able to do this, if there are multiple checkpoints at the same gate, like if, you know, if you could take two different checkpoints, one of them's an hour, one of them's 20 minutes, then that would be helpful.
Sure.
But it's a little tough to tell on these apps at this point in time which ones are moving more quickly.
All right. Now, it seems like the problem has been curtailed, at least for right now. Yesterday, Memorial Day weekend, isn't that one of the busiest travel weekends?
It
and
is.
It doesn't
sure.
seem like there were... I haven't heard any news stories of people having these horrific waits at any airport.
I think it's gotten a lot better.
And they have hired new people, but see, that was the problem, too. They let a lot of people go, and then you heard it's going to take a lot of time to train these new people, and even if we bring in 700 new TSA officers, it's not going to make a difference.
What happened then?
Yeah, what did happen?
Did they forego the training? Did they say, we don't need
that's,
training?
That's one thing they're saying. No, we're definitely not doing that. That's a good question. I think other airports, they have been hiring a lot. O'Hare, I think I've heard, hired about 60, and they're trying to hire more. But yeah, I think they're just throwing all their resources into fixing it. It doesn't look good for
and
them.
Not just at our airports, but around the country, right?
Yeah, it's a problem. And plus, I mean, so many people now are trying to sign up for PreCheck. I think I read about 4,000 at this point last year daily were signing up. Now I think it's 15,800 every day are signing up for PreCheck.
Wow.
So that's, you know, getting actual appointments to join it will be tough because some people are trying to do it. But
change the line dimensions completely. Now the pre-check's going to be longer than the regular
That's
person.
What everyone's fear was.
Yeah, we'll see.
And the guy I was telling you about, my friend whose daughter went to Europe, he took his daughter for the pre-check, was it a week ago or a week or 10 days ago, and said that was a six-hour process to get her pre-check. Now she can use it for 5 years. That's the good news. But 6 hours to get that pre-check done.
So is that just at a walk-in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at the airport.
I think I read that to make an appointment right now, you wouldn't be able to get one until at least mid-July in any Chicago locations.
Wow.
So
they do take walk-ups, but they said that they're going to take the people with appointments first. And if you go online to request an appointment, I heard that too, like mid to late July is when they can see you.
That's too long.
And of course, you know, I'm traveling in a week and a half. I'm
right
on top of these
things.
Not
sure
like
it'll
I
work in a week and a half.
Do.
I'm not sure.
All right. So do you know, again, we're talking to Meg Graham. She's a reporter at Blue Sky Innovation. And you guys cover news and info about Chicago business innovation, tech, entrepreneurial issues and the scene out there. Do you know anything that's changed? Because I know before the airlines were saying get there 3 hours before a domestic flight. Has that been dropped back down to 2 hours?
I've seen 2 hours recently as of Friday. So I think 2 hours domestic flights is safe. And they're still saying 3 hours for international flights.
Meg, I'm on the no-fly list. How does this affect me?
Oh, boy.
Does that affect me differently?
We got a whole other radio show.
Really?
Dealing
trouble?
With you.
What about customs, though, for people who are going out of the country? That always takes a lot longer anyway. Has that changed dramatically because of all the TSA problems?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just flew recently domestic flight, and it was like nothing. It was so easy.
Really?
So I think it just really depends on the time.
That's here in town? Your flight was out of...
I flew out of O'Hare. It was so easy. I have heard, I talked to Peter Greenberg, who's a travel expert. He did say he's always told people fly out first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Those are the best times. He's like, that has changed totally. Fly out from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. because that's when you're going to have the best times.
Yeah, because I heard 9 to 11 is peak time.
Yeah.
And 4 to 6.
And I'm not sure if that's just they're getting overflow from flights that didn't get out the night before or why that is. But 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. apparently is the time to do it.
All right. We have Suzanne who has a comment or question. You'll have to put some headphones on there. Meg Graham in the studio, Suzanne on the phone. What's going on, Suzanne?
Hi, I flew over the weekend out of Bloomington and then out of Atlanta. And we were surprised that this time the TSA was very much expedited. We went through in under 15 minutes.
Wow.
There's no requirement for unloading a laptop or electronics. I believe our phone, change, and liquids were the things that were required to be put in the bin. Shoes were left on. And so I'm wondering how TSA security is compensating for not checking all of these hazards.
Yeah, that makes me nervous. Like, cause
it made me a little nervous. I was happy to go through quickly, but I do wonder.
Because the computer, every time you bring a laptop, you have to take it out of its case. It's really a big pain in the butt.
Right.
And shoes and belts, and you didn't have any of that going on.
No, kept the shoes on, and it said expedited security.
So did you, so when I flew back from my recent trip, they just gave me sort of pre-check without, I don't have pre-check, but it was kind of a
they
randomized
thing. They gave it
thing.
To you.
Did you? Is that what you got as well? Or was it this just in the regular line?
The sign said it was expedited. And there was really no understanding of why it was expedited this time, but there were no lines. And so Memorial Day weekend in Atlanta, and we walked through. I know they have the body scan, and my husband goes through that because he has two artificial knees. And that was just a straight walk through. Usually it's a pat down. It's, you know, the whole thing. This was very simple, but it does make me... makes me a little apprehensive.
Yeah, if they're like cutting back on the security end of the TSA.
That's not good.
I mean, you know what? I'd rather wait an hour and a half, 2 hours in line if they can ensure it's going to be a non-exciting flight.
Right, true.
Me too.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Meg Graham in the studio, 312-981-7200. I'm curious if you flew this weekend either in or out of the city.
Right.
Want to check on your wait times.
Right.
Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. All right, flying is no longer fun.
Right. Those days are over.
And, you know, I feel sorry for the TSA people sometime. I mean, they're doing their job. They're doing what they're required to do. We got a call a little while ago from a listener who said she got on, was it in Atlanta?
Yeah.
And she was able to go to an expedited line.
Right.
Meg Graham in the studio with us from Blue Sky Innovation, part of the Chicago Tribune umbrella. You had mentioned that every... once in a while, you'll randomly get a little pre-certified check on your ticket. Is it visible to the naked eye, or would we miss it?
Yeah, I mean, it's visible, but it's probably something that you would need to look for. If you knew what it looked like, then you could say, oh, great. Because I always look for it now, because I like I mentioned a couple minutes ago, I mean, maybe three quarters of the times I've flown, I don't have pre-check, but I do get this pre-check for, you know, a certain single flight. And then that's great because you just go through the pre-check line. You don't have to take off your
shoes. What's in it for them to do that? Is it just for you to get a taste of it and say, I like this, maybe I'll buy this?
That's a great question. And I don't know. And there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason. Sometimes I'll get it on the way going and won't get it coming back.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's definitely, you get to see kind of what the experience is like. And I wonder if they just do that also to help expedite lines a little
maybe.
Bit. I don't know how they decide who gets it.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't look like a terrorist, if I may say that, Meg.
You act kind of like one, but you don't look like one.
But how do they know you're not? How do they just automatically, I mean, do you fly a lot?
I don't fly a lot. And I wonder, I mean, they have your, you know, your name, social security number, so maybe they're using that information, or I really don't know.
Meg, I always request a second pat-down. Is that still allowable?
Okay.
Right, oh, Bill, just stop it. I wonder now, I fly maybe once a year. I'm wondering if I ever got that pre-certified and didn't even know what it meant.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people don't know what that means and wouldn't.
And I'm wondering if the previous caller had actually gotten that and didn't know how to look for it. Because it's harder to see. I don't know if you guys do this, but I just do it on my iPhone. I get my mobile ticket and then I can just have them scan the code. But, you know, it's easier to see on a paper ticket than if you're just doing it on your phone.
Sure.
I don't even know if you would know.
All right. Pat has a comment. Pat, we're talking to Meg Graham from Blue Sky Innovation. We're talking about travel because the travel season has officially kicked in because of Memorial Day weekend. How are you, Pat?
I'm just fine, thank you. Yeah, I was telling him I had made an appointment about 3 weeks ago. And then last week I went to the facility over on, I think it was Sacramento and Belmont. I was in and out within 15 to 20 minutes.
15 to 20 minutes.
Right. And that was for the pre-check. And then they said it would probably take about 30 30 to 45 days so you could get the numbers that you could put on your tickets and stuff. I received that over the weekend.
Wow.
So bang, bang, boom.
It was just, yeah, right. So, I mean, I don't know what facility these other people are going to, but like I said, the one I went to, it was really quick. And again, I made the appointment a couple weeks ago, so...
I wonder
hopefully
if you,
everybody can get in.
I wonder if you just got right in there before the mad rush. It sounds like.
Oh, yeah, because was it before all these problems that were people were saying they were waiting in line for 3 hours? Or was it since that?
It was just about that time because I thought I better go do a pre-check because we like to go to Florida and stuff in the winter. So I thought, well, I'll just take a chance. And it just all kind of fell in place.
Doesn't it bother you, though, paying $85 for that, Pat?
No, because my husband and I are up in our later years, and it's a lot easier for us to go through a pre-check than rather standing in line for a long time.
I guess that makes sense. Well, safe travels to you, Pat.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Take care. But to your point, Wendy, you go, I'm paying an extra $85 per person just because you guys are understaffed. That hurts a little bit. You shouldn't have to pay that money.
But that's why I don't do it, and that's why I'm going to be waiting longer than most people, and so are you.
I know.
It is nice to not have to take your shoes
off.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty
huge.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, you know, remember the days, and Meg, you're probably not old enough to remember the days where people used to dress up on flights.
Yeah.
And you'd wear, like, your Sunday go-to-meeting clothes
right.
And your nice shoes, and now I'm telling you,
Wendy
it's
and I
like
were going
flip-flop.
To a Herbert Hoover rally, and it took us 5 minutes to get there. It's fantastic.
I wear flip-flops now because it's just so easy
right.
then to take your shoes off.
Sure.
I know I look a little sloppy, but what are you going to do? Hey, Jason, you got a pre-check, but your kids didn't, or the other way around?
It's the other way around. We flew to Alaska last summer, and we were pre-checked 3 out of 4 times, and we only got it right once. The first time, we didn't know we were pre-checked. Everybody was. We were in the wrong line, so they kicked us over to the other line. And then the second time, we actually got it right, and everybody went through the pre-check, which was great. And the third time, they pre-checked our kids, but not us.
Oh,
so we
man.
Went to the pre-check
That's
line.
Not fair.
And then they, told us, well, the kids can come through here, but you got to go stand in the line. It's going to be 20 minutes.
How old were the kids? Because really, I mean, common sense would say, no, yeah. you're not going to do that.
Right, 7 and 11. So you're not going to leave them in an airport in a different city and go through the other line. So we went through 2 lines that time. So we were a little frustrated with the way it worked.
It should be the whole family. If somebody gets pre-checked, it should be everybody.
Just the kids.
Sorry.
Right. Yeah. Right. And all the tickets were purchased together, so I don't know. Yeah, it was. We were a little lost with the whole system.
But so you're not willing to pay the $85 per person to get the pre-check, right? You're just going to play it by ear?
No, never. Nope. Yep. Well, I'd stand in the line before I. We don't fly enough, and it was just, it wasn't worth it.
Cool. Thanks for sharing with us. I'm not buying it either.
No.
I'm just hoping that, you know, a 2-hour pre-flight arrival is good enough.
You would hope. Yeah.
I don't know. Meg Graham, thank you so much. Reporter at Blue Sky Innovation. And is there a website for Blue Sky Innovation?
Yes, blueskyinnovation.com. ChicagoTribune.com/bluesky.
Pretty simple. Thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Thanks, Meg. We'll take a quick break. Then Steve has the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.